Kevin Knox has served on the Port and Harbors Commission for 3 years. He got involved to push for a new seaplane base. And now, as chair, he helps shape critical decisions about Sitka's harbors. From float maintenance to setting moorage rates, Knox says he only casts his vote after doing one thing first.
You don't want to make these decisions in vacuums. You want to do what's best for as many people as you possibly can, and the only way you can do that is by talking to people and having people come and talk to you.
Knox says he's most proud of this, being a fair listener. Though he's best known among the recreational boat and seaplane community, he's a board member on the Southeast Alaska Aviation Association, Knox makes a point to seek out the opinion of commercial users, too.
Where do you want to see things go in the future? What do you think about what if this happened or that happened?
And in running for the assembly, Knox has been going on a similar listening tour. He spent the past few weeks meeting with business owners, nonprofit directors, and others, and in drawing upon these conversations, his top two priorities are affordability and equity. Knox wants to see not only lots put up for sale, but at a price that's truly affordable.
We don't only need view lots that are going to go for $200,000-$300,000+. We need things that other people can afford. And not box apartments either, necessarily. I mean, not everybody, that doesn't fit everybody's needs either. Single family units that are more affordable are critical. And, you know, higher density multifamily as well.
Knox's family moved to Sitka in 1973. He graduated from Sitka High in 1989, and he returned in 2009. He's seen with his own eyes the lapse in state dollars that demand new sources of revenue. And while he supports the tourism industry,
we're not going to get, you know, a big bump in our headcount unless something significant changes here.
Which is why Knox is most interested in tapping new markets and adding value to Sitka-made products.
Pink salmon goes in fillet form to, you know, some European markets. Since when, you know, 15 years ago, not even 15 years ago, pink salmon was not ever filleted and sent to market. But we see value in it because other people see value in it and they will pay for that.
Knox circled back to this concept of value a lot. He mentioned how one nonprofit director gave him this really good analogy for why people choose to live in Sitka. Imagine there's a restaurant that sells a $25 plate of spaghetti. Down the street is a restaurant that sells a plate just as good, but for $12.
The restaurant that has the $25 plate of spaghetti is constantly packed. And people are willing to pay for it because there's such a high value put on it. It's like we value our harbors, we value our arts and culture because we see them as great. Put that high value on them, and we will continue to bring that same, you know, it's not just a feeling. It's about what we are able to do with our products.
But Knox recognizes that Sitka will have to look internally for revenue as well. When it comes to taxes, he'll be voting yes on the fall ballot question to raise the cap on the mill rate. And he considers the Assembly's idea to eliminate the sales tax on groceries, if that question passes, as a step in the right direction.
Sales taxes are the most regressive tax that we can place on our citizens, especially on groceries. When you look at an essential need and service, everybody's got to buy food. And it hurts the people at the lower income levels the most when we're taxing groceries.
Knox said he tussled with the decision to leave the Port and Harbors Commission if elected to the Assembly. In fact, others have actively discouraged him from running at all.
That this body is going to be looked at if things don't go well, fingers will be pointed to say it was their fault.
Knox concedes that's possible. But he's running because he wants to dig in on the bigger picture decisions that will ultimately affect his own family, which includes his wife, Maggie, and his son, Theo.
They're going to know different. They're going to know for sure that I worked hard to do my best to get the most information in and make decisions that I feel like were best for the community. I mean, I'm really invested in this place. I'm not going anywhere. And I'm not going to do something that it's going to damage this place on purpose. Why would I do that? I mean, I have investment here and I have, you know, a life here. I want to stay here.
Even if that means putting himself in the hot seat with a bid for the assembly. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.